Greetings, good listeners. Welcome back to Otherworldly Giants, the Divination Channel. The last time I published an episode here was on October 3rd, 2023. And today is December 6th, 2023. It has been a damn wild ride. A devastating and heartbreaking one. What a lot of folks might not realize is that the escalated attacks and escalated genocidal pursuit of Palestine occurred just as eclipse season was opening up. I say escalated attack because the ethnic cleansing of Palestine has been going on for decades. As of today, we still don't have a ceasefire. I add my voice to the masses to say, ceasefire now. End the occupation, end the apartheid state, end the genocide. Palestine must be free, from the river to the sea. We really need to reckon with ourselves in order for that to happen, not just in Palestine, but everywhere. And I want to make it clear that I don't support anti-Semitism, and I believe and want in my heart for all Jewish people to be safe and well and free, just as I need and want for Palestine and Palestinians to be free. And those things are not a contradiction, even though the war machine is so desperately trying to make us believe that it is. So the Free Palestine movement exploded open during eclipse season, because this eclipse season was always meant to turn the beat around. And I mean that while listening deeply to really old and ancient ancestors, I've understood that for the past few years, we were not quite at that tipping point yet. I mean in terms of climate crisis. But since eclipse season, I got the memo that we're right at that point, the tipping point, and actually tipped past it. I know that might sound scary, but that is also the tipping point that we as humans need to fully bring our freedom movements into fruition. That's the momentum we need. It's like the Wheel of Fortune card turning upside down, going backwards. That's what it means on this eclipse level to say free Palestine until it's backwards. The tipping point is what actually many of us warrior, healer, creator, artists needed. Not that we needed this crisis, but we were blocked up until this point. From an energetic standpoint, we were blocked for systemic reasons in the energy field. We were trying to move forward, but we were blocked by forces bigger than us. And that block is now burst wide open, and it's time for us to really put our creativity forward. We have the momentum now. Last episode, I told a story about when I was in grade 8 and playing doubles badminton in gym class. And my badminton partner and I were winning 14-2 in a 15-point game. So we just needed one more point to win. And the opposing team, they only had 2 points. But something happened in that liminal space between 14 and 15, and my team, we fucking lost. The other team rallied all the way from 2 to win the game. When I look back with my third eye onto that experience, I see that other team. They played us. Even if they didn't even realize what they were doing. Energetically, they held the field at that 2-point mark, and they waited until the absolute last minute, the last point, the tipping point. They waited for divine timing. And then they rallied. They weren't panicking. They were peacefully aggressive. They were relaxed and still relentless. And they won. That's us. That's us right now. We got just about 2 points right now. And it's time to rally. The other thing that eclipse season did and that the Free Palestine movement is doing, it's asking us to pivot. You know, like Ross, pivot! Like, we had certain plans before all this started, and we have to change them now. But what that does is actually help us root deeper into our true purpose, into our true calling. We were never supposed to do the things that we thought we were going to do. We are meant to adjust and follow our gut and trust the really special things that are calling our heart now. All that to say, the last two episodes I released of this dear podcast, Grief, Love, and Buffy, I dropped two episodes that are part one and two of a mid-season finale, and I said that I'd release parts three and four in October. And I didn't. Those two episodes that I've already published will just have to be the mid-season finale. And I have to say, they are absolute rockstar episodes, if you haven't listened to them yet. I'm very happy with them as a mid-season finale, and they definitely work as such. I am so, so proud of the first eight episodes that we published here. I truly love them like they're all my babies. And I'm trying not to be like a major over-perfectionist or anything, but like there are some little issues with the sound design here and there that as a first-time podcast producer, I just couldn't figure out the first time around. And they're just annoying me a little bit too much at this point. So I also want to take a pause from the main season and go back and try and fix those things. So as we take this small break from season one, Grief, Love, and Buffy, we bring you something else that is really special to my heart. It's called the Ancestors Writers Room. This is a podcast drama mini-series. These episodes will be a little bit shorter than the ones that we've had in our main season. I describe them as short story ancestral mythologies, cosmic folktales, and multiverse memories that weave together big movements with the small things and provide deep insight and teachings on our current times. Then I'll be sharing writer and director commentary on each episode to unlock the ancestral teachings embedded in each episode to help us better understand ourselves and life right now. These commentaries will also share behind the scenes of my magical storytelling practice and what it means to wield an abolitionist energy healing as a writer and through my writing that can actually serve to be a strong intervention into the forces of capitalism, genocide, and a powerful contributor to birthing and sustaining the free worlds that we want to live in. Essentially, I have an ancestors' writer's room that work with me to create these stories for you, and I want to show you this world. So I'm going to be focusing on that for December and January. I'm aiming to share something on most days, whether a story here on the podcast or a writer-director commentary on our Patreon or social media. The Patreon content will be free and open to the public, although we welcome and appreciate anyone who wants to become a Patreon subscriber and support us to maintain this work. And then, this mini-series will lead into an ancestral apprenticeship between February-March of 2024, and that will focus on ancestral techniques and frameworks in the creative process for artists to apply to their own projects, their lives, their own healing and liberation, and their leadership work, whether you're an artist in your career or an artist just in life. My heart is full and open and ready to offer this apprenticeship and this sacred space to and for community, and I will share more details on that as we get more into December. For now, stay well, good listeners. Thank you for tuning in. I'm also dropping a little introduction for the Ancestors Writers Room right now, so you can listen to that right now. And keep tuning in because we're releasing our first full story tomorrow. Until then, be brave. Be a giant.